And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Today is tax deadline day. The traditional filing deadline of April 15th fell on a Sunday, and then yesterday was a holiday in Washington, D.C., so your federal and state taxes are due today. Today is also Fountain Day here in Kansas City. We have 200 officially registered fountains in the metropolitan greater Kansas City area. With so many fountains, we actually have Fountain Day, the day crews turn on those fountains after being off during the winter. Good thing it is going to be the warmest day of the week. More on traffic and weather in just a few minutes. Even moving indoors didn't help the Royals avoid another postponement. After Sunday's series finale with the Angels was postponed due to cold at Kauffman, last night's game in Toronto was called off due to a leak in the Rogers Centre roof. The roof was punctured by falling ice from the nearby CN Tower. Royals and Blue Jays are going to make up last night's postponement with a traditional doubleheader today in Toronto. First game scheduled for 2:07, with the second game to follow 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first. Actor Harry Anderson is dead at age 65. Anderson was found dead in his home in Asheville, North Carolina, yesterday morning. Cause of death has not been revealed, but police do not suspect any foul play. Anderson was best known for playing Judge Harry T. Stone in the 80s sitcom Night Court. I loved that show. We watched that every single week at my house. I remember the night it premiered because my dad, who at the time was the undersheriff of Wyandotte County, had to go to court for stuff all the time. I'm like, Dad, there's this new show on called Night Court. And he's like, I'm in court all day. I don't want to watch a show about court. And I'm like, no, but it's funny, Dad. It's a funny show. I loved that show. His role earned him 3 Emmy nominations. He also appeared on Dave's World and the Stephen King It miniseries and had a recurring role on Cheers. And doctors in China say they removed a lighter from a man's stomach after 2 decades. A video recorded at a hospital shows a camera entering the man's stomach to find the metal lighter. The man told doctors he accidentally swallowed it 20 years ago, but didn't go to the doctor until recently when he started having stomach aches and other medical problems. Doctors had to conduct 2 surgeries to remove the lighter.
How do you swallow a lighter?
So many questions with this story. And yet, 2 decades? That's the time limit you're going to... Okay.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Pig and Swig happening this weekend downtown, enjoying some barbecue, bacon, bourbon. You want to be there for free? We just need the right answer to this. 29% of men claim they have never done this. What is it? We're taking your guesses now at 576-7102.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to start in Lee Summit here with Duke. Good morning, Duke.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think? What do you say?
Well, I'm just going to guess kind of something off the wall. Put on women's underwear.
No, that is incorrect, but I like the fact that I said I think Brian has done it, and yeah, then that's where you went.
I'm glad you identify that with me, yes.
I've got Chiefs panties on.
Maybe I do have Chiefs panties. I don't know, right?
Hey, you're a team supporter. That's not the right answer, but thank you for your guess.
I am a big athletic supporter.
That's right.
More than you know. All right, let's go to Kelly and KC. What's up, Kelly?
Hello.
What's going on, man? What do you think here? The guys?
Guys? Yes, clean the toilet.
Yes, 29% of men claim they have never cleaned a toilet.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen my husband clean a toilet. I have no doubt that I'm not the first woman that has cleaned all the toilets for him. You got it. We're going to hook you up with some tickets to go enjoy barbecue, bourbon, and bacon at Pig and Swig, all right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoy.
All right, excellent. Kelly, hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. I have definitely gotten down and dirty with the toilet, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've had to auger one.
Yes, my husband has had to snake the toilet. Like, he's done the whole, like, major issues, but never just the whole, hey, you know what? It's time to run the brush around the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job.
Yeah, that, you know, it only happens when it's, like, go time. If you've got people coming over, if you're going to have guests at the house. And more often than not, just because it's the master and no one's going to use that one.
Right.
I kind of get away with not doing it, even if we are having company, because no one's going to see it.
Isn't it funny how you, like, I only clean the front room. If I know somebody's coming over, I clean the entryway and that very front room, and then you just close the other doors off. Nobody knows.
We were actually just talking about Addie's, you know, not having a kid's birthday party at the house. This year was the first time we've not done that. She went to the Sky Zone, had this party this weekend.
Smart way.
And we were talking about a party that was probably when she was maybe 3 years old, and the older sister of one of her friends opened our bedroom door and comes back and tells Danielle, I know your Yeah, kid, well, just keep it to yourself, okay? Because everybody just pushes that stuff into a closet or a bedroom and says, we're good with this. This is fine.
You've got one room that's perfect and everything else looks like your hoarders. Just stacked up.
We got a six-year-old telling us, I know your secret. Kid, when you're older, we'll get handed down to you, let me tell you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. This is just for you, Truda. Singer and songwriter Liz Phair is 51.
That's my girl. Yes.
Actress Jennifer Garner is 46 today. And Spice Girl Victoria Beckham is 44. Khloe Kardashian has named her daughter True. The news comes just days after the reality star gave birth. Cleveland Cavaliers basketball player Tristan Thompson is the father of the newborn. On Twitter, Kardashian wrote, our little girl, True Thompson, has completely stolen our hearts and we are overwhelmed with love. The birth of the newest member of the Kardashian clan came amid reports that Thompson cheated during the pregnancy.
So are these names, they're just trolling names now?
True. Although, from what I've read, it was a family name. Her mom had relatives named True. Wasn't just her confirming rumors that he did in fact cheat while she was pregnant. Justin Bieber off the hook after he allegedly punched a man at a party at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. TMZ reports that the man is not pressing charges and cops can't find witnesses that saw Bieber throw the punch. The website says Bieber attacked the man because he was choking a woman and wouldn't let go. Police couldn't find evidence of the choking, so the man was also not arrested.
I did see, however, evidence of Justin Bieber dancing at the Coachella Festival, trying to actually dance with anybody who would, but he seemed to be alone in that endeavor and was left to himself.
Also not arrested for that.
Well, he apparently couldn't get arrested at Coachella, which is a feat unto itself.
And it is Prince Week. Several music events are planned to observe the second anniversary of the Minneapolis music superstar's death on April 21st. Some of the events include a three-day Prince Symposium that started yesterday at the University of Minnesota and a viewing of Prince Life on the Big Screen at the Target Center on Friday night. 2 years it's already been. That's crazy.
Time flies.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is tax deadline day. Fewer Americans say their federal income taxes are too high. A new Gallup poll says that only 45% of Americans feel that the taxes they pay are too high. That's down 4% from last year and is the lowest percentage since 2012. Even though fewer feel like they're being overtaxed, 52% of Americans disapprove of the new tax law that gives tax cuts to most of the middle and upper class. A Michigan gym patron looking for a Wi-Fi connection found one named Remote Detonator, prompting an evacuation and precautionary search of that facility by a bomb-sniffing dog. Nothing was ultimately found in the search Sunday at Planet Fitness northwest of Detroit. The police chief says the patron brought the Wi-Fi connection's name to the attention of a manager who evacuated the building and called police. The gym was closed for about 3 hours as police responded. They say there was no crime or threat. Planet Fitness says the manager was following company procedure for when there's suspicion about a safety issue. Can you imagine you're going through looking for Wi-Fi? Remote detonator. Huh.
Actually, we could do a whole, I mean, seriously, if you could text in if you, somebody in your neighborhood has a stupid Wi-Fi name.
Yeah, the weird ones.
Do you have you looked at yours?
I've heard of people who have things like unmarked FBI car, you know, stuff that try to be funny like that. Ours is, you know, normal and
right. There's always like
weird.
The Star Wars geek.
Right.
In my brother's old apartment complex. This is not the Wi-Fi you're looking for.
An Australian woman pulled over and called for help when she found herself trapped inside her car by a snake on the windshield.
I get you. I'd never leave either.
I live in the car now. That's where I live. The woman said she was driving when she spotted the green snake. She said, I kind of pulled over and panicked. Then the snake turned and looked at me straight in the eyes and poked its tongue out at me. And I started a little more panic because I was running late. I didn't know what I was going to do, how to get out of the car. She says she drove at a slow speed until a coworker could come help her. He got out of his car, laughed, took some pictures of me stuck, and then picked the snake up and took it across the road to a tree.
I would wreck that car.
Yes.
I would drive it into a bridge.
I would somehow light fire, throw it on the car, and that's it. No.
Run over a gas pump.
And the fact that it was a green snake, it was probably a tiny little green snake. I don't care. I'm with her. It turned, it looked me straight in the eyes, and stuck its tongue out of me. It's going to kill me.
It looked at her. That was the thing that got me, right?
Yes. I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
And a woman has a class ring again after she lost it 47 years ago. The ring was found during a construction project at Loy Norris High School in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Man was taking apart lockers when the class ring fell out. He gave it to a school official, set out to find the ring owner using the engraved initials AO on the ring. Eventually, the ring owner was found to be Angelita Olivares. She thought somebody had stolen the ring and was overjoyed to hear that it had been found. Can I just say how cool the people of Kansas City are? Because yesterday, I got no less than, I bet I got 15 messages on Facebook of people saying there was a debit card found at the Walmart in Shawnee, the one right off K7 and Johnson Drive.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And the woman's name was Jennifer Johnson. And they said they called it over the loudspeaker looking for a Jennifer Johnson. And somebody posted it on Lost in KC. And they're like, is it you? Did you lose your debit card? And I said, no, it wasn't me. I wasn't out there. But I love that that many people thought to reach out and make sure that I didn't lose my debit card.
Is that what we've got to do now? We start calling places and ask them to, you know?
I guess so.
I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss. Like, will they just announce your name now? For the,
that's it.
Jan and Truda, KC102.1, we're looking for you.
Yes, please.
KC102.1, that's my Walmart. If I'm walking around, I hear, you know,
Jen Johnson, we have your debit card here.
I'd go up there. I'd be like, she has no money.
You'd be
what do you think you're doing?
We can use it all we want. It's going to get declined. It doesn't matter. We can't buy that pack of gum with that debit card.
In fact, she'd like you to put money on it before you return it to her. Is that possible?
Please.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And so I just saw this story. The Royals team bus last night. Did you see this?
Yes.
Some ice falling off of one of the team buses hits the other bus in the windshield.
Driver gets injured. Player has to run up, help him. I did see that.
That's crazy.
He grabbed the wheel. Everybody
People
was
are saying
fine.
This team is cursed.
Is that a fact?
It could be.
I thought it
could
was like
get a witch in here to uncurse them, maybe?
I thought it was funny that yesterday I'm like, ah, they finally get to play. They're playing under the dome. They finally get a game in. You know, the weather can't stop them. Oh, no, it did. There was a leak in the roof.
It
they couldn't play.
In a dome.
They still couldn't play.
Oh, boy.
I stumbled upon this story that the lullaby rendition of the Beastie Boys is coming out on CD April 27th.
Well, and that led me down this whole thing that this rockabye baby music has lullaby renditions of everything. I mean, this, you recognize this. Burn, burn, burn.
A little Johnny Cash for your baby.
The Ring of Fire. These guys have everything.
You want some Justin Timberlake done lullaby style? They have that. Bruno Mars. We listened to Beyonce a few minutes ago.
We did. But your aforementioned Beastie Boys here. This is about to drop on April the 27th, right?
Yes. Rockabyebabymusic.com.
I like this one. I think this sounds most like it. Bum, 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 bum.
Girls.
Girls. Really wanted girls. Oh, everybody.
I know two people having a baby. They are getting all of these. They have Coldplay for you, Brian.
I love that. But the width and breadth of what they have here is pretty incredible. They even have the Hamilton soundtrack as a lullaby, which is great.
They have AC/DC, Blink 182, in case you need that done in lullaby.
This Beastie Boys, this cracks me up.
Bruno Mars.
I'm seriously taking a nap to this later today. You know that?
Rockabyebabymusic.com. Your Beastie Boys lullaby is available April 27th.
If you ever wanted Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills done as a lullaby,
yes,
then my friends, they have it here for you. Doesn't get any better than that. So, heck, they even had Tom Sawyer Rush.
Yeah.
I played that for Jen.
There's Weezer on there if you're a Weezer fan.
My cousin actually received the Weezer one as his first Father's Day present, and his kids love it.
Well, I bet.
The My Name is Jonas does not sound like that song to me, but the other ones are good.
Dun, dun, dun. There you go. A little Iron Maiden lullaby for your morning. Soothing. Maybe it'd be less road rage if we all listened to just this in the morning. Ah, and that's the only way that you sneak in Iron Maiden at 7:23.
There you go, on this station. That's right.
Love that. All right, well, there we go. Rockabye Baby Music. It's on Apple Music if you want to check that out now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I want to apologize if for the next week or so I might sound a little weird. Part of one half of my headphones just keeps cutting out.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I ordered some new ones. They'll be here next Tuesday.
Good times.
Yeah, so much for the next day shipping.
Let's go ahead and start out with, first, Billy Joel. Here and there, we need to send somebody to Chicago to see him at Wrigley Field, and then we'll bring you home to see him at the K. Let's go ahead and take caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. We will make you the next finalist to see Billy Joel here and there.
Okay. All right. It's a big trip.
This morning, I woke up and I saw this. Rachel Platten, you know, the big song, Fight Song. That was her big hit.
Yeah.
She got to sing the national anthem. This was Saturday or Sunday, over this weekend in Sandy, Utah. She was singing it before a soccer game, and the poor thing had some trouble with the national anthem.
Oh, I think we've got clips here.
We'll see.
So there's one.
Oh, you say, can you see? But...
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Someone talking about Spanish.
Yikes.
Once she gets into it, her voice is incredible.
Right, so she stops twice to get, and she the Stars Early Light, it's by the Dawn's Early Light. She messes up that very first lyric.
And she said later, I just blanked. I've sang it a million times. I practiced and practiced and practiced. I know the words, and I know how important this song is. I just got up there, and I completely blanked. That's going to happen. That's a hard song to sing.
Hey, she sang the song before the World Series.
Yes.
I mean, so she's been in big-time situations before. But, man, I get it to where if you mess up that first lyric, it just you can't recover from there.
No. Hashtag fail. It's going to happen. Got any good fails?
So I love collecting dad fails because that's just my thing. And this one was a great one. A buddy of mine was, look, we're all in charge sometimes of things for the kids,
yeah.
Right? And you put dad in charge of something for kids, and a lot of times it will go wrong, and then later you can look at it and laugh, even if your wife in the moment is like, you idiot.
Yeah.
So a buddy of mine were kind of comparing notes at school. And look, I'm at home during the day, so I'm kind of like Mr. Mom sometimes.
Sure.
Getting stuff for Addie. So he was told, go get a cake for the girl's birthday.
Oh, which is a very big deal for a little girl.
Well, it could be, yeah.
In our house, the cake is planned 6 months in advance. They know they want the unicorn cake or the whatever. It's a big deal.
Addie was good. She was cookie cake, and it was very simple. I was off the hook very simple. But nice. He was told, go get a cake, and she likes pink, all right? So this is basically he's armed with this information.
Okay.
She likes pink, and she just needs to be a cake. So he comes home and is immediately told that he bought the most inappropriate cake that you can buy.
No.
And he was like, what?
No.
Well, he bought a cake with the pink ribbon on it. It's the breast cancer awareness cake. It is not a cake for a kid. And he said, and he was like, look, you told me pink and a cake, and this is, it's got a pink ribbon. It looks beautiful. I thought she would love it. She's only going to be 7, so she doesn't really have any idea what this is.
I can't even be mad at him for that. It's a pink ribbon. I got her the breast cancer awareness cake.
This is what happens when you send dad out to do stuff. I love dad fails. Well, if anybody has need to contribute, 816-576-7102.
It's like the show hashtag nailed it. Watch that on Netflix. All the cooking fails.
Yeah, exactly, right? There you go. So I love that.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Not really.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today is tax deadline day. The traditional filing deadline of April 15th fell on a Sunday, and then yesterday was a holiday in Washington, D.C., so your federal and state taxes are due today. Today is also Fountain Day here in Kansas City. We have 200 officially registered fountains in the metropolitan greater Kansas City area. With so many, we actually have Fountain Day. It's the day crews turn on these fountains after being off during the winter. Doesn't it work out perfectly that it just happens to be the warmest day of the week? for Fountain Day.
Are there some illegal fountains?
Well, no, then you got your subdivision fountains, like the ones that aren't registered because they're, you know, just little neighborhood fountains.
250 official fountains. I thought, well, how many illegal fountains are there?
Don't you check my backyard.
Ones we don't know about.
That's right. Fountain refugee. Even moving indoors didn't help the Royals avoid another postponement. After Sunday's series finale with the Angels was postponed due to cold at Kauffman, last night's game in Toronto was called off due to a leak in the Rogers Center roof. The roof was punctured by falling ice from a nearby tower. Royals and Blue Jays are going to make up last night's postponement with a traditional doubleheader today in Toronto. First game scheduled for 2:07. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe not. The second game to follow 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first. Actor Harry Anderson is dead at age 65. Anderson was found dead in his home in Asheville, North Carolina, yesterday morning. A cause of death has not been revealed, but police do not suspect any foul play. Anderson, best known, of course, for playing Judge Harry T. Stone in the 80s sitcom Night Court. I loved that show, and I remember literally the night it premiered. I remember telling my dad,
really?
This is a new show called Night Court, and because he, for his job, he was in court all day, all the time, and he goes, I'm in court all day, I don't want to watch a show about court. And I'm like, no, it's going to be funny, you got to watch this. And then we totally watched that show.
The Bull, Marshall Warfield.
So good.
They're all so good.
Yeah. Also appeared on Dave's World and the Stephen King It miniseries and had a recurring role on Cheers. Doctors in China say they removed a lighter from a man's stomach after 2 decades. I have so many questions with this story. A video recorded at this hospital shows a camera entering the man's stomach to find the metal lighter. The man told doctors he accidentally swallowed it 20 years ago, but didn't go to the doctor until recently when he started having stomach aches and other medical problems. Doctors had to conduct 2 surgeries to remove the lighter.
Well, it's better than the surgeon dropping it in there. You know, smoking one up during a break and oops. Oh, gosh.
Question number one. How do you accidentally swallow a lighter? I mean, I go to light my cigarette and oops. Down it goes.
You know, grab your donut and then it's under there and you take a bite. No, I don't know.
Second question. Why wait, 2 decades to go to the doctor?
Well, it didn't hurt till now. Listen to the story. Context clues.
Oh, my God.
But I tell my kid.
What's wrong with you? What are you doing?
He thought, you know, you give it a week and it's going to come out somewhere. But I don't know. Just don't ask questions. We'll just go with it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Truda's here. Jen, Shaley the Millennial, Joey the Producer, all in studio this morning getting ready to play a round of Think in Sync where we try to match up our answers. If we get one right, line one wins. 2 right, line 2 wins, and so on and so forth. Hanson tickets on the line this morning. You guys ready? How you feeling?
Stretch.
Literally stretching. Okay, let me know how that works.
Not everybody at once now.
How you feeling? I'm stretching. It's a radio show. We talkie here. Use mouthies. Ready? All right, Shaley and Joey, we will start with you. In the topic of weddings, a popular honeymoon spot in 3, 2, 1.
Hawaii. Dominican Republic. Just kidding. That's not even close.
Both good guesses, yeah. But not matching. I'm sorry. They both look completely confused. Like I don't know where people go.
I was thinking about Hanson.
Joey and Truda.
Okay.
An all-girl band in 3, 2, 1.
Destiny's Spice Girls.
Oh! Again, good answers. Destiny's Child and Spice Girls, but not a match.
I was going to say All Saints.
Oh, my God.
I figured you would.
Dream.
Truda and Shaley. Let's see if you guys can think in sync this morning. A colorful cereal in 3, 2, 1.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah! Finally! And see, I would have gone Fruity Pebbles myself.
Me too.
Nice.
Well, see, you've got to pair me with the girl.
Right, of course, because you're going to think like a female. I get it.
Makes sense.
Shaley and Joey, one more for you.
Okay.
Name a member of Hanson in 3, 2, 1.
Taylor.
Zach. Oh! Joey!
I can't remember which one you had a crush on.
Zach, always Zach. Got your Taylor, your Isaac, and Zach. We only got one right this morning, which means line one is the winner of the Hanson tickets.
It's Ryan and OP. What's up, Ryan?
How's it going?
Hey, good. You've got tickets now. You're doing pretty well.
Excellent.
July 8th, Harris Voodoo Lounge. Are you a big Hanson fan?
A little bit.
Are you going to be using these tickets or are you giving them to someone?
Me and my mom probably go.
Fantastic.
Sweet.
Yeah. I had no less than 20 people ask me for tickets yesterday, Shaylee.
Oh, seriously.
I was one of them.
I know. It's happening July 8th. We've got tickets. Win them before you can buy them all week. They do go on sale this Friday.
Jen will be using this as her song for the Throwback Throwdown on Thursday.
Cheater.
Yep. It's my song Thursday.
Cheater.
I've got to find a song to go up against that because I like that song, and so I'm trying to think, well, should I throw it to you by picking some crap?
Oh, like or, you do every week?
You know what? I'll pick So Lonely. I just decided.
It's a police rematch.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC-1021, The Show with Jen and Truda, Tuesday morning, the 17th of April.
Let me put my omelet down.
How many times has that been said on the show?
We do need to get a finalist. We're going to send you to see the premiere of the movie Book Club starring Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen. If you can go to L.A. May 5th through the 7th, call now, 576-7102. Caller 12, we will make you an instant finalist. You can enjoy a two-night, three-day trip out there, hang out along Rodeo Drive, get some spa treatments. But you got to be able to go to L.A. May 5th through the 7th, all right? Celebrating birthdays today, singer and songwriter Liz Phair is 51. That's just for Truda, his favorite.
No one else knows who that is.
Actress Jennifer Garner, 46 today. And Spice Girl Victoria Beckham is 44.
Wow.
Khloe Kardashian has named her daughter True. The news comes just days after the reality star gave birth. Cleveland Cavaliers basketball player Tristan Thompson is the daddy. On Twitter, Kardashian wrote, "Our little girl, True Thompson, has completely stolen our hearts and we are overwhelmed with love." Some people were speculating that the nickname was confirming rumors that he had been cheating on her recently, so they named her True after that. Or you could believe her mom, who said it is a family name and that she had several relatives named True.
I'm going to go with that one.
Justin Bieber off the hook after he allegedly punched a man at a party at Coachella. TMZ reports the man is not pressing charges and cops can't find witnesses that saw Bieber throw the punch. The website says Bieber attacked the man because he was choking a woman and wouldn't let go. Police couldn't find evidence of the choking, so the man was also not arrested. In this day and age, there weren't 42 cell phone videos of this. Bieber's throwing a punch, nobody has video.
So why is there video of him dancing by himself at Coachella? I mean, we have video of that. The guy couldn't get arrested in the video we saw.
Mm-mm. And it is Prince Week. Several music events are planned to observe the second anniversary of the Minneapolis music superstar's death on April 21st. Some of the events include a three-day Prince Symposium. That started yesterday at the University of Minnesota. And a viewing of Prince live on the big screen at the Target Center on Friday night.
What I thought it was Harry. Like Harry or William. It was like Prince Week.
No. Prince.
Like they do Shark Week. You know?
Purple. No. Prince. The symbol.
Prince Week.
That's not,
it's not all about Harry.
That's not till the royal wedding, my friend. Give yourself
right,
a month.
Right. Yes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Uptown Funk at 8:57 wraps the show for a Tuesday. Tomorrow we do it all over again. Billy Joel, L.A. movie premiere. By the way, congratulations to Lisa in Kearney, who was the instant finalist for the trip to Los Angeles.
Nice thing about our contests, it's all Kansas City area winners. We don't do national contests. It's just local people. People like you, people sitting next to you at work. You guys are the winners.
That's right. What about the people who listen to the show every day? Are they the winners?
By the way, after 2 years as a morning show here, we finally decided to get a Facebook page for the show.
Yep.
So if you would like to like our show on Facebook, look up The Show KC on Facebook. Give us a like. Then you can follow exactly what's going on with the morning show.
Did we start right after the 1st of April?
Yes.
15?
16. I think I actually wrote it down. I think it was the 18th. I went back.
Was it the 18th?
Yeah.
So tomorrow?
Yep.
Tomorrow 2 years?
Tomorrow's our 2-year anniversary?
Huh.
Look at that.
I'm glad we know.
Don't jinx it. There's still time to get fired.
Great. Way to go, Brian.
Just when we started a Facebook page. That's... I'm not going to delete that. Come on. Look it up, The Show KC. Also, give us a like at KC1021 on that Facebook page.
The internet's written in pen, so it never goes away.
That's right.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
The Show with Jen and Truda. On KC1021.